Unleash your God-given potential today. Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. Join us as we feature dynamic testimonies of God's hand in the lives of people in our series, Hope in a Time of Crisis. Be a part of our show by calling us at 296-5467. And now, The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. Alfredo is in the Philippines right now, and Billy is in Washington, D.C. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you like it when someone says to you, "I know how you feel," and you know they really mean it? Indeed, they understand. Our guests today, they understand financial crisis. Not only because they are certified wealth strategists, certified wealth advisors, and managing partners of Pacific Wealth Strategies, LLC, which offers securities through First Allied and a member of FINRA and SIPC, but because they too face challenges in life like everyone else. Kevin Asano and Del Fujinaka are business partners and owners of one of Hawaii's premier financial companies. They have also co-founded Personal Transformation International, which is a nonprofit organization where they serve as vision coaches to bring forth the champion spirit in people. Both are from Hawaii. Kevin graduated from Pearl City High School, and Dell graduated from Castle High School. Both accomplished athletes. Kevin was a wrestling state champion, judo national champion. He is known for winning the Olympic silver medal in judo in the 1988 games in Seoul, Korea. Dell was an all-star football player, a defensive back, who was named Castle High School's Male Athlete of the Year. He was also a member of the University of Hawaii football team, their traveling squad. Kevin and Dell are family men, married with children and dedicated Christians, active in their local churches, Grace Bible Church and Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church, respectively. Kevin and Dell, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. It's good to see you and talk with you again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danny.
Always good. Always good to see you guys. Hey, tell us where you grew up.
Well, I was born in Hawaii, but in my formative years, I lived in California and Okinawa. Then back in third grade, I came back to Hawaii.
So you actually went to elementary school in California, too?
Elementary school is in Okinawa.
Oh, Okinawa.
And that's where I started judo.
Wow.
So,
okay.
All over. That's why I have a hard time doing pigeon, I think.
Yeah.
And for myself, yeah. Dell, I can turn on the pigeon because I'm born and raised in Kaneohe in the Mahinui District, Kanaka Street.
Wow. And, you know, so you grew up in Hawaii, local boys. Tell us, you know, what was it in your life as you grew up? You know, athletes have a certain way about them. Many successful athletes have almost like a some kind of an inbred, God-given, strong view of themselves in the sense of their athletic capacity, their abilities. It's like inbred confidence that they have. Now, as you were growing up in Hawaii, you know, how did that help you in your growing up years?
Well, I think it's, you know, like you said, there's a certain mindset that athletes have. I think it's that fanatical, borderline crazy, they'll do anything, go anywhere, do whatever it takes to become successful. And, you know, you look at the Hawaii culture, there's that mindset as well. You know, you look at like the surfing culture, you know, some of those guys are crazy, the kind of things they do. But that, you know, I think that's inbred in I think people in Hawaii, they have that. They just need to bring that out.
It's in them already. How about for you, Dale?
I guess for me, the process of having this champion self-confidence and self-righteousness that had to be redeemed.
Mm.
And when it did, you know, I got to see some nice results happen. But it is that mindset. I would agree with Kevin, you know, that we really wanted to take into business as well as the calling on our lives.
You know, as you grew up, you experienced a level of success and you graduated and went on to your pursuits. You know, the spiritual component of your life, at some point you came into a relationship with God. Your spiritual life was awakened. Tell us about that.
For me, it was when I was in Okinawa, actually child evangelism fellowship missionaries from Hawaii.
Okay.
Ministered to me and my family. I received the Lord at 7 years old.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was about, but I remember they were very happy after I said a prayer. But it wasn't until I came back to Hawaii, went to high school, and there I heard the gospel, and I finally understood with my mind what it really meant to receive the Lord. And I guess you could say I reconfirmed my relationship with Christ at that time.
Tell us a little bit more about that process. What happened?
Well, it was it was just through friends. One of my best friends in Okinawa, we just played together, and his parents shared with me. And as a child, it's very simple to receive the Lord because you have that childlike faith.
Yeah.
And that's why I see it's so important to minister, to reach out to children because they're open. You know, they can trust, they can believe in God. And so I always had that idea that God exists and that He loves us and that we could have a relationship with Him. So when I received the Lord as a high school student, it seemed instantaneous, but when I look back, it took years of development to actually come to that place of receiving the Lord.
And then what happened when you did?
At that point, I realized that I could not live for myself. I needed to live for God. And so at that point, I said, well, I was doing judo and then being in school and I was in band. I thought, you know what? I have to live my life for Christ. I cannot live my life for my own glory and recognition. So I think my whole thought, my mindset says it's all the glory needs to go to God in all that I do.
Mm. How about you, Del? How did your spiritual life, how did you come to experience a relationship with God?
For myself, as I continued to build the self-confidence as I was on the throne and the accolades of sports, seeing a lot of success, it took a couple of guys who were actually probably Kevin could have done this because of his accolades, but it was actually this guy, Mark Olmos.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a tremendous athlete and a great pitcher at University of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So he started just loving on me and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's those guys that continued to water what seed that was planted in me. And for me, I came to Christ when I saw the epitome of pride and arrogance and cockiness by Nikki Cruz and the Cross of the Switchblade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's when I made the surrendering and confessing with my mouth and believing in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Now, you guys are family men, fathers, husbands, you're businessmen too. How did the Lord lead you guys into business?
Well, for me, getting into the business, I actually tried to get in the 80s. In fact, I tried three times. The first two, I failed. For whatever reason, the doors were closed. They had different tests. I couldn't pass them, and it never happened. And it wasn't till over 10 years later that the door finally opened. And it was really through a friend, this guy, Herb Shiraishi, who was in the business, very successful. He's very successful today.
Mm-hmm.
And he welcomed me to come in and to work with him. And there I grew and then just had this heart of entrepreneurship ever since probably college. And so it was always in my heart to start some type of business. And it just kind of naturally flowed into starting my own company. And we decided to partner with Dell.
You know, a couple of things. as you listen to the to what Kevin and Dell are saying, you know, first they're expressing a dream, a certain thing that was placed. They attribute it as having come from God placing a dream, a desire inside them. And perhaps there's a desire inside you that hasn't yet come to the forefront. Maybe you haven't talked much about it for whatever reason. Maybe you're embarrassed or maybe afraid to say it. But there resides in you a God-ordained, God dream. The second thing is that they're working together in partnership. And could it be that the Lord has someone already in your life or is looking to bring someone in your life to help put wings to that dream so that your dream can fly into the new landscape of reality and then bring forth many blessings for many others. Now, how about you? You know, we got Kevin's take on it. How did the Lord lead you as you gave your life over to Him? How did He lead you into the business that you're involved with now?
For myself, I thought I was going to be just a full-blown youth pastor. Actually, I was going to be a youth pastor at Hope Chapel Kaneohe, in fact. Mm-hmm. But my wife was seeing this vision of becoming missionaries, too. And what happened was, as soon as we got married, a couple months later, my wife conceived. We had this baby, and the baby wanted to come out too soon. So she was in the hospital. We incurred a lot of debt. And mm-hmm. it literally pulled us out of the, quote, full-time ministry and took me out into the marketplace. Okay. And that's where I've always been a dreamer. And the entrepreneurship that you and Kevin mentioned, it was in me that I was just looking for the platform, the vehicle to glorify Him. And so that's how it started for me.
You know, I'm always amazed to hear, and, you know, you guys come on and to share your story of how there's this desire. Now, the interesting thing you mentioned, Dell, just now is that it was out of a so-called maybe like a crisis moment, right? So here, Layla is pregnant, then she's baby's coming, mm-hmm. then debt. You know, debt is a big word nowadays. People are struggling with it in heaping it. Heaping ways.
Sure.
But it's out of the crisis moment that a new beginning begins. And we want to talk more about that and to hear your guys' take on it from your unique platform. You know, when we come back to hear from you, Dell and Kevin, as we look in this hope in a time of financial crisis. Today, people are straining. And in a period of constraint. And some people are feeling a bit helpless, maybe hopeless. And I know God has brought you here to help instill His hope in the hearts of people. Perhaps it's the way they think. It'll affect the way they feel. It'll affect their actions. We're here with Dell Fujinaka and Kevin Asano. They're talking to us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities in 2009 to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Henry Ford once said, "You can't build a reputation on what you're going to do." Years ago, the Nike Shoe Company used a marketing slogan that worked its way into the fabric of America, that stretched from dinner discussions to pregame locker room speeches across the country. Just do it. Good intentions never produced results. There are times when just doing something, even if it seems small, is better than doing nothing at all. A great humanitarian and missionary in China named J. Hudson Taylor once said, "A little thing is a little thing, but a little thing done faithfully becomes a great thing." And Mother Teresa stated, "We can do no great things. We can do small things with great love." Take action. Just do it. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Del Fujinaka and Kevin Asano. We're talking about hope in a time of financial crisis. Now, these are businessmen, successful businessmen, successful in their not only their athletic careers as they were growing, but even today. But you know, success doesn't come without strain, and it doesn't come without times where we sometimes feel like we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do. There are moments and bouts and swells of hopelessness and tremendous amounts of fear. Fear sometimes that would paralyze us and completely neutralize us in a way that we don't do anything. And sometimes the greatest enemy of progress is simply inaction. But these men, they know what it's about. They've served many people in various aspects of their own financial lives. But personally, Del and Kevin, you know, what are some of the challenges that you've experienced, even in your own lives?
I think Kevin's pointing at me, so
I guess it's your cue.
Yeah, I gotta slow down too, because you folks talk a little slower than I do, so I gotta slow down, both you and Kevin. But as I'm thinking through this, you know, and I think about the challenges, I had to grow in the mindset, which one of the values I got in playing sports and being under guys with this mindset, that it rolled over into all the aspects of life. And I think this champion spirit, that I know whenever there's a victory, it always has to come with an opposition first. And so when I look at business, for example, you know, the highest heights of just expanding my business beyond my dreams comes with having to deal with the lower lows, because there's no floor to it, right? Like security as a job would. And so when I look at all the most turning point times, the times that I see the breakthroughs that happen, it was always in the midst of chaos. It was always in the midst of crisis. And what God has been processing me through was, how am I responding to each of those times, whether it be within the family? I think of the challenges with my wife, Layla. Mm-hmm. You know, we look really good on the outside, and we process. I mean, we just made 19 years of marriage, but it wasn't the until the 18th year, and Kevin was right alongside me, that we had the biggest breakthrough of doing business, doing life together, and sharing in a common vision. But it's just with that last knot, you know, knowing that the Spirit of God can fill it and in the biggest crisis. So that was my take with business. I mean, I think of those times when Kevin and I would have conflict with each other, how could we overcome this as a partnership? Because it can be our greatest strength against the opposition and the enemy,
mm-hmm.
or it
mm-hmm.
could be the biggest failure.
Yeah.
And we process through that. I can testify to that over this last year, that we really have got to embrace each other's strengths. And that's where I see the biggest breakthroughs in our company, you know, mm. the success.
It sounds to me like, you know, like the challenge or the crisis, whether it's in your personal life in terms of family or business partnership, the defining moment is found within the context of the crisis, which could be, in many cases, your greatest opportunity. But how about you, Kev? What about your take on some of this?
Well, I can relate to people who are struggling financially. And, you know, a few years ago, you know, after I graduated from college, got a business degree, was able to go to the Olympics and win a silver medal at the Olympics, and thinking, everything is set for me. Now from here on, my life is just going to take off because I had a great foundation. And then a few years later in my career, I saw myself looking at a totally different picture. I saw myself where, right at the beginning of the year when my wife and I budgeted out our budget, I saw we were $10,000 in the hole right in the beginning of the year. And I thought, how are we going to get through this?
Hmm.
And then it came to the place where we actually had to go on welfare. We were receiving welfare coupons. And I can remember standing in the line at Foodland, you know, having these welfare checks and presenting it to the cashier. And this feeling of embarrassment, thinking, wow. Where is my life today compared to where it was a few years ago? And I thought, I'm going to live this abundant, successful life, and here I am receiving welfare and struggling in the finances. And so, but again, it's in those crisis times, and in the times you think, am I ever going to get out of this? Am I ever going to make anything out of my life? Am I going to be able to provide for my family? From there, being at the bottom and turning and saying, okay, God, I'm going to need your help to get out of this situation. And God began to turn the tide, where I was able to get into business. And then now we see just tremendous opportunities ahead financially.
You know, when you share that story, it touches the heart, you know, Kevin. It touches people at the gut level of your relatability, your experience. You not only can sympathize with someone, you can empathize with them. You know how they feel. You can. What did God say to you during that time? I suppose you were probably praying pretty hard at those moments, but what did you feel God was saying to you at that time?
Well, I felt that God was saying that we needed to trust Him, because He's saying, I thought He said that this is where you're supposed to be. So if this is where you're supposed to be, then I'm not going to let you drop. I'm not going to let you fail. I'm going to bring you through. And then I was talking about being negative 10,000 at the beginning of the year, thinking, God, how are we going to do this? And this fear came over me. But God said, be still. This is where I want you to be. And by the end of the year, instead of being negative 10,000, we ended up positive 10,000. Now, how is that possible? God worked things in our lives, created opportunities, creative opportunities for us to make up that difference. So I think the first thing was saying, finding out, is this where I'm supposed to be? God, is this what you want me to do? And if it is, then to rest assured that God's going to bring us through. And then begin to say, well, God, is there anything that I need to do to change? Because there's the one aspect of resting in God, that's faith and trust is resting in God, but there's the other aspect of taking action.
Yes,
that if
yes.
God says, okay, tweak here, do this, work a little harder, get out of your comfort zone. It's the action that will create and the opportunity will meet with that, and then the provision and abundance will begin to flow.
So here you have your crisis moment, one crisis moment, as you just mentioned. Then this crisis moment becomes a defining moment. It's defining you and how you're going to respond to God. You're asking God for His direction. He affirms you that this is where you're supposed to be at this time. But in the defining moment, there are refining moments too, from what I'm hearing. That it's not just a passive thing where you just, God, then just, drop money from the money tree out of heaven and then solve all my problems. But there's a refining process that you've gone through, your family has gone through, you and Mari have gone through to refine progressively in process to what you are today. And I think there's an encouragement here for anybody who's facing crisis today. Because if you can look and see, well, this is where I am, I think the first part is a level of, there's a confession of reality. This is where I'm at this time. God has me here. I'm here. For whatever reason, this is my place. But in the midst of it, I need to change. I need to adjust. I need to shift. Del, you talk a lot about the champion mindset, the champion spirit, and you guys, it emulates from you, emanates from you. But man, Kevin, when we hear that, mm-hmm. where you were and what came out of it, where this program is live. You can call us at 296-5467, 296-5467. Perhaps you've hit a few bumps along the way. Maybe you're wondering, hey, what about me? Hey, did God overlook me in the midst of where I am today, what I'm facing or what I've encountered? Go ahead and call us. And I know that Kevin and Dell can give you some words of encouragement. These guys are athletes. They're coaches too. They are life coaches, as well as are able to coach in athletics. But they can pump you up, give you a word of encouragement that will lift you up, and they'll do it in the name of the Lord. 296-5467. Go ahead. Our phone lines are open. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. About on the personal level. And then how in the midst of this, from there, they came here starting a business, how the business is growing, and even more, how people can find hope in times when it seems that there's just not enough resources to go around. Every time we do the budget, we're short. What do we do in times like that? If you've ever faced something like that, felt like that, stay with us. Kevin Asano and Del Fujinaka will be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities in 2009 to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Disney World was the dream of Walt Disney, who died in 1966. In 1971, just before its grand opening in Florida, Mrs. Lily Disney stood at the entrance of Disney World. An executive nearby stated, "It's too bad Walt isn't here to see this." To that, Mrs. Disney said, Ah, he did see it. That's why it's here. Someone once asked Helen Keller, what's worse than being blind? She answered, having sight with no vision. You may be able to see with your eyes, but is there vision in your heart? Your vision will keep you on course, especially during tough times. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, you may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle.
Welcome back to our show. We're here today with Kevin Asano and Del Fujinaka, leading businessmen here in Hawaii. They are also the founders of an organization called Personal Transformation International. It's a nonprofit organization, and they're vision coaches and helping to refine the way people see their own life, their own careers, and really helping people reach another level of success, not only in terms of the surrounding circumstances and situation, but the repositioning of our thoughts, your thoughts, and how it can influence the situation and people around you in a very positive way that will lead to an atmosphere of productivity and greater levels of success. You know, Kevin and Dell have been very transparent with us. They've opened up talking about some real trials in a very gripping way. But Kevin, Dell, you know, how can people find hope in times when it seems, you know, the resources are just not enough? You know, you work harder, you're willing to do more, but taxes go up, gas prices go up, you can't prepare everything for kids. There's always another expense that somehow didn't find its way in the budget. What do you do?
I think there's no question that I've heard somebody say the secret of our success is hidden in our daily habits. And that's one that we're faithful in, whether it be in our financial stewardship or relationships that we're after to do well in, even with our own health, you know, our whole well-being and our whole body. But sometimes we can be doing all the right things, but still have to persevere through the circumstances. And as I'm listening to you guys, you know, the stories, I find, especially like with my wife too, as she's pressed through a lot of brokenness for a lot of circumstances that she had to work through. And now I'm seeing her just blossom into an incredible teacher where she's teaching staff, you know, on healing and deliverance and all that stuff. But the biggest anointing came from her lowest and hardest times that she had to press through. And it's through this surrenderance that, believe it or not, the champion spirit, when we're out there in the general public, we're basically communicating the Aloha spirit, which is bottom line, the Holy Spirit. And I think if that's the foundation, personal transformation will happen, and the steps we take to overcome these life challenges, you're going to know that there's hope. Because you're going to know that in light of abundance and a whole lot, or struggling through the hardest of times, that you know where you're grounded in. And that's where the hope comes in, I believe.
And what are some of your take on that too, Kevin?
Well, I think it starts with prayer. I think we all know that it starts with prayer. But again, it comes back to the mindset. Because I think we have this poverty mentality. I know I've had to deal with that. That, you know, I'm going to be poor, or there's no way that I can ever be rich or have prosperity. So it's changing that mindset that God does want to bless us, that He did create us to be successful. I think it's first changing that mindset and then begin to take steps of actually doing something. And maybe if you don't, people don't know where to turn to or where to go, they should talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody that they can trust if they go to church, to someone that some kind of mentor. They can go to them and maybe steps, action that they can share with them on what to do to get them out of this situation. And then begin to act upon that. Again, there's that aspect of trust and there's aspect of doing something.
You know, Kevin, you mentioned something. You mentioned the word mentor. And it's sort of, I think, maybe a catch-22 for some people, because when we're in crisis, we sometimes gravitate towards just being alone. We don't want to open up. I don't want to share because I feel like maybe I'm embarrassed because of the situation I'm in. Maybe someone's going to judge me. But yet, like you said, the mentor, someone that we can go to, it could be God's way of helping us out of this situation. Perhaps today someone is feeling, you know, a bit alone, kind of in a vacuum, in the void of their own darkness and hopelessness. But how would someone who doesn't have a mentor, now we're talking just bare bones here, but they know, they're listening, they say, you know, maybe that's it. I need to find somebody to talk to, someone that I can share with. How would you, Del or Kevin, how would you recommend somebody go about doing something like that?
You know, the word mentor is a really, it's a word where there's a broad meaning to it. And I think the value for me, one of my absolutes was really to go after the ones that, the people who have the fruit on their tree, so to speak, whether it be in relationships or in finances, you know, or even their health. And when I go to them and we begin a dialogue, it's not only about all my good points, but really to be transparent in laying out the bad points. And I think that's when you get really true mentorship and you see exponential growth in one's life. That's what I believe.
Well, I think you, if you're a Christian, you would start at your church. If you're in a small group, you know, or if you're not, to get into some kind of small group or to look at, first, I think, look for godly counsel. Now, this is what I did, just on the practical, as I wanted to become an entrepreneur, to change the way I thought, I decided to go to this marketplace ministry. It's right here in Honolulu every Friday morning at 7:45 at Kakaako Park, right out at the park at the amphitheater, and right there being mentored by some of the greatest minds, business minds here in Hawaii, and having great business minds from outside of Hawaii also coming in. So that's what I did for myself. I want to be at the next level. I need to learn from people in the next level. The other way is some books. There's really good books out there. And again, changing the mindset. It starts with that. And then, you know, tightening the belt. I remember Mari and I, we said, well, why don't we try this? 1 month, let's see if we can live off of $25 for food. So we had a great time. We were able to do that. A lot of, you know, like stews and cheap kind of stuff put in the freezer. But we're able to do those kind of things. Again, you know, sometimes we think, well, I can't live without this. You know, to this day, when we didn't have money, we didn't have cable. To this day, we still don't have cable. You know, we try to pinch here and there. But now it's more of just a lifestyle thing. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do to really pull back. But it can be a little painful at times, but pull back, do the practical things, get mentorship, and again, ask God for some creative ideas to go out there, get out of the box, take some risk, and do those things. Sometimes, you know, maybe it's another job or whatever it is. God will show you, whether it's through prayer or speaking from other people's lives, and what you need to do.
And Danny, I promise you, Kevin can afford cable. He really can. So it is that mindset.
Wow. You know, when we look at you guys are fathers. You guys are men. You know, during the break, we're talking about, you know, different aspects of of how we as men feel burdens, responsibilities. Sometimes we feel tremendously desperate, and we're driven to pray, driven to go to God. I want to make a point here too, and I know we would all have a level of resonance in this, in that there may be, you might be listening and you don't have a relationship with God. You're interested, but it's almost puzzling to you hearing people talk about prayer and God speaking to them, or God leading, because you have not experienced what we're talking about. And for you, you're wondering, how can I get that? How can I experience a relationship with God? And how can I, when I'm feeling desperate, when I'm feeling all alone, how can I know that there's someone that I can go to who will hear my prayers, who will receive me? You know, Kevin, what would you say to someone who's feeling like that, who maybe doesn't have a relationship with God at this time, but they've never been closer than they are listening to Dell and Kevin right now on this program? What would you say? What would you think God would have to say to someone like that?
God is waiting for us to open up our hearts to Him, and it's not a religion that we're after, or God is after, to go to some kind of church or some kind of program. He's really looking at a personal relationship with us. And many times He'll use crisis or difficult circumstances in our lives to get us to think, because if everything is going well, we don't think we need anything or anyone. But many times crisis will bring us to the place of thinking that I need change. I can't do it on my own. And God is waiting for all of us to say, I need you. And it's very simple. It's realizing that we can't save ourselves, that we're sinners, that we've done wrong, we've done shameful things that we're not proud of, and we can't get right with God. But we can come to God and confess our shameful things, our sins that we've done, and ask God to come into our lives, and to believe that He is God, that He is the Almighty, He is the Creator, that He wants a personal relationship with us. And it's basically what we say prayer, but it's really conversation of inviting Christ to come into our lives and have a relationship. And I think the key is having Him Lord of our lives, which means ruler, where He can do whatever He wants, that we will obey and follow Him.
And I guess that's why we have the sacrifice. I guess that's why we need to spend time talking about the fact that Jesus came, He died on the cross for our sins, He shed His blood on the cross, so our sins could be washed away, so that we could have a relationship by faith in Him, by putting our trust in Him, have a relationship with a holy God, and then enter into that relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, who rose again on the third day. I think anything we've talked about, whether it's finances, relationships, when we talk about the crisis moment, without the resurrection, we'd be in desperate straits. But because of the resurrection, the crisis moment can lead to greater days. You know, Del, I'd like for you to lead in a prayer for someone today who's listening in, but they don't have a relationship with God, but they are open now. They've heard Kevin, they've heard you, but they want to open their heart to Christ. And in the quietness of their own room, office, car, right now, to open their heart to Christ. Could you lead someone in prayer?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I'm so glad that we can call you Daddy, and the love that you have. And Jesus, we come before you right now recognizing what you've done on the cross. And I know that it is the greatest of a champion spirit that anybody could have by laying down your life for us. What a relationship that is. And thank you for demonstrating your love for us. We do acknowledge right now, whether that person is struggling with debt, a relationship, whoever's listening right now, struggling with thinking you have all the things in the world, but something is missing. You might be that successful, miserable person. And that's that void, the amazing love that your promise, Lord, you came here to bridge that. But we acknowledge that we are so separated. We fall so short of your glory. We acknowledge that we give you our shortcomings right now. We thank you for your provision, the promise of protection and value. And we come right now. We come in acceptance, like any gift, a powerful, most beautiful gift, it needs to be received. And so, Lord, for that one, whoever is listening right now, it's an unconditional gift. And on behalf of them, or whoever it is, we receive that gift right now. And it's a simple prayer of, dear Lord Jesus, the receiving is this, that I need you. I can't do this life on my own. And I give you every shortcoming, everything that's not going right, whether it be in relationships, my health, my finances. And I ask you to be the Lord over it all. I acknowledge my wrong, and I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for the forgiveness, and I seal that right now. And I come and I receive that gift, Lord. And I thank you that I have eternal life now. And all is well with your shalom peace. In Jesus' name.
You know, when we come back, and I do say amen, thank you, Del, for leading us in that prayer. When we come back, I want to find out how you guys pray. You guys are top-level businessmen, but you're men of prayer, spiritual men. How do you pray? I think one of the most practical gifts we can give to someone is to help them through, not only with advice, but to teach someone how to pray, to hear from God, and to ask God, and to move through crisis through prayer. When we come back, we'll talk more with Del Fujinaka and Kevin Asano. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities in 2009 to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's head. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with Kevin Asano and Del Fujinaka, co-founders of Personal Transformation International. Leading businessmen here in the state of Hawaii. You know, a program like this would not be possible if it were not for some generous donors. Donors like orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Wally Ho's Garage and Grill right there on Kamehameha Highway in Aiea, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Delta Construction, Burt's Unical on School Street, and LT Flooring. Now, we're blessed not only to have Del and Kevin here, but we have an author in Kevin Asano, whose book, Step Onto the Mat, is already going into its second printing. It's moved so quickly. Many people have been blessed by that amazing story, Kevin, your book, Step Onto the Mat. Hey, by the way, how did God inspire you to tell your story?
Well,
in such a compelling way, might I add.
Well, when I did judo, like I said earlier, it all had to be for the Lord. So, I mean, if you read the book, then you'll kind of understand the things that I went through and how it was a vision from God. So after I retired from judo, I thought, well, I can't compete anymore. I can't throw anybody or choke anyone out anymore. So I'm going to have to do it the smart way now, to share the message of how God can use our lives and how God has a vision, a dream for all of us. And we need to grab a hold of that and run with it with all of our hearts. So it's really the journey that I went through, and I felt that as a message that can impact many people's lives and want to have their lives changed, and so that they can fulfill the calling that God has for them.
Well, you know, people, that book has gone into the hands of many people of all ages and has been a real inspiration. You know, one hope, one dream, one chance. From Okinawa to through Hawaii to Seoul, Korea in 1988, you know, and surrounded by a throng of a hostile audience, so to speak. And in that challenge, you stepped onto the mat and serving really an audience of one, doing it all for the glory of God and how the Lord blessed you. And I know that blessing can be a blessing to all who read it. People will be moved and inspired. That book is available at Logos Bookstore, at Showers of Blessing. It's available online at stepontothemat.com. Stepontothemat.com. Kevin Asano's book, Step Onto the Mat. You know, we talked about prayer. And maybe if we could just talk about one aspect of prayer. Dale, one thing you how do you pray? Maybe you can share one thing that you say to God that could maybe help someone verbalize a prayer when you have a need, you need guidance. What do you say to the Lord?
You know, actually, I was reading one of the books that you published, and a good friend now, Rob Gross, called Legacy of Blessing. And it was just another platform for me to block off the dinner table. We got to take off stuff that we normally would have on there, but on the dining table and just breaking bread or having dinner together, it's really opened up a legacy of blessing where we get to process through the different things. I have a 6-year-old son and an 18-year-old daughter that's getting ready to go to college, and we talk through different issues, and we end up praying during those times. And I think that's what God would want the your listeners who just came to know Him in a special way, that we serve a God that is a God of conversation, a God of intimacy, and He wants to be so much involved. And I think that book I'd highly recommend to, because it's done wonders for my family in prayer and blessing, speaking blessing over the kids.
Okay. Thanks. How about you, Kevin?
Well, I like to, when I pray, again, look at that God is sovereign, or He's in control of everything. And so I know I have my own personal desires, wants, and needs, but I say, well, God, let Your kingdom come. Let Your will be done. Not what I want, but what do You want? And but I will bring my request to Him. I said, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I need. But I'll say, but ultimately, God, it's what You want. So I want to be obedient to whatever You have for me. And so I'll try, as I pray that prayer and throughout the day, I'll try and listen, maybe through circumstances or other people, or maybe it's through reading the Word, that God may say, okay, this is what I want You to do. And so I think part of prayer is telling God or sharing your needs and worshiping Him. And but the other part is really acting upon what He says that He wants us to do.
Good advice. Good, helpful, practical. From Kevin Asano and Del Fujinaka. In the next few weeks, you'll hear more stories from people like Kevin and Del, including a featured guest that will be coming on in a couple of weeks, Kimberly Miyazawa Frank, a woman who understands many aspects of life and business. And you're going to be blessed by hearing from her. Invite someone to listen and be inspired. If you know a gripping story of God's love and grace that will help reach someone, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can let us know about them. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Kevin Asano and Del Fujinaka. Until next week, along with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, and our board operator, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
And that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. Just